From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, June 23rd through Sunday, June 25th. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Emily Masters reported in the Times Union that the New York State Police is offering $5,000 reward for information concerning a suspected hate crime in Elizabeth that occurred sometime between late Saturday, June the 10th and early Monday, June 12th. During that time, a home under construction on Taconic Road was vandalized with racial slurs spray painted on all four walls of the structure. Neighbors with surveillance cameras are being asked to share their footage with investigators. Anyone who saw anything suspicious in the area that weekend is asked to call State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation in Livingston at 845-677-7300. To earn the $5,000 reward, a tipster must provide information that leads to an arrest and conviction in the case. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that a house fire in New Baltimore on Saturday, June 24th, left a couple and their cat displaced but uninjured, fire officials said. Representatives from the American Red Cross were on the scene and provided assistance to the couple. A call went out and the units were dispatched to 228 Scheller Park Road at 9 p.m. First Assistant Chief Matt Marlowe said the fire was reported by a member of the Midway Grapeville Fire Department who lives in the area. It was not immediately known if the home was salvageable or not due to a significant smoke and water damage. Burning candles left unattended in the home were determined to be the cause of the fire, Marlowe said. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Catskill High School alums Stephen Bear has been reported missing during a solo hike up Mount Elbrus in Russia. Bear's wife, Olivia, also a Catskill High graduate, has hired a private search party to find the Littleton, Colorado police officer and military veteran. Bear began the ascent on June 14th and was expected to check in with an official and his wife on June 16th. He did not show up at the checkpoint. Russian Search and Rescue began the search for Bear on June 18th, but the search was called off because of a blizzard. Noel Clay, a spokesperson for the U.S. State Department, said officials are monitoring the situation. Clay said, and I quote, "We are aware of reports of a U.S. citizen reported missing in Russia. The U.S. Department of State has no higher priority than the safety of U.S. citizens overseas," end quote. Sarah Ashley O'Brien of CNN Money reported that the peer-to-peer e-commerce website Etsy announced last week it is cutting an additional 140 jobs, or 15% of its current workforce. Etsy headquarters are located in Dumbo, Brooklyn, but it has an office in Hudson. The company previously let go 90 people in May. Etsy reported $421,000 in losses during the first quarter of 2017, down more than $1 million from the same quarter last year. Its CEO, Chad Dickerson, who took the company public in 2015, resigned in May. Josh Silverman, a board director, took over Dickerson's duties as CEO, while investor Fred Wilson took over as chair of the board. CNN reported this recent round of cuts will mostly hit Etsy's Brooklyn headquarters. Chris Bragg reported at Capital Confidential, there is little reform in Albany this session, but there were lots of fundraisers. At least 183 fundraisers were held by state lawmakers or conference leadership committees during the 2017 legislative session, according to the New York Public Interest Research Group, a government reform organization. That included more than 170 held in Albany, with 64 of them held at the Fort Orange Club on Washington Avenue. Coinciding events at the same venue, such as those held at the Fort Orange Club, allows lobbyists to more efficiently ply their trade. On June 19th, Republican Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan held a non-Albany event at the Trump National Golf Club in Briarcliff Manor in Westchester. A ticket for that event, which included dinner and golf, cost $3,000. The data from the NYPIRG report, released Friday, June the 23rd, relied on information from lobbyists, and not all the events were confirmed by the group. Diane Walden reported in the Columbia paper that the town of Copaig has adopted real estate property tax exemptions for those military veterans who own property in that municipality. At its June 8th meeting, the town board passed local law number 3, which increases veterans' tax exemptions and establishes a Gold Star parent exemption. Gold Star parents are defined as parents of a child who died in the line of duty while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces during a time of war. No residents spoke about the law at the public hearing prior to the meeting. Copeg, along with Canaan, Chatham, Germantown, New Lebanon, and Stockport, now have alternate veterans exemptions at rates that equal those adopted by the Columbia County Board of Supervisors in March. The increased exemptions are effective with the 2018 assessment rolls and will impact the 2019 town and county tax bills. Finally, the Times Union reported that the New York State Police issued more than 21,000 tickets during the so-called Speed Week enforcement campaign aimed at deterring aggressive driving. Extra patrols kept watch over state highways June the 7th through the 13th to deter speeding, drunk driving, and other vehicle and traffic violations during the annual event. More than 9,400 drivers were ticketed for speeding, 268 were arrested for intoxicated driving, and more than 300 personal injury accidents were investigated over the 7-day period. The dragnet this year included a significant increase in the number of tickets for violating the state's Move Over law. That law requires drivers to slow down and shift lanes when passing a stopped emergency vehicle. The WGXC Radios in Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive continues. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 72 degrees. There will be a slight chance of showers, then scattered showers and thunderstorms afternoon. For Monday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms before midnight, then a slight chance of showers with the temperature low at 53 degrees. Some of those storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting widely scattered thunderstorms Monday and Tuesday, mainly during the afternoon and evening hours. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. It will be partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 51. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:36 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, about the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 26th day of June, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.